Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Good day to you, everyone. It's Richard Martin here with your Wake Up Call, all the way from Malaysia, and the date is the 11th of March, Friday, 2016, and I'm here with your Wake Up Call for the freeloaders. The media loves Warren Buffett. Everyone does. He's also idolized by those who believe in active management. He is simply the sage of Omaha, the most famous active investor in the world. But how good is he? If you put to one side the media adulation and focus on the value that Buffett has actually delivered, his record is not as extraordinary as most people think. Last year, the S&P 500 returned 1.4%, but Berkshire Hathaway was down 12.5% on a market value basis. Over a two-year period, Buffett has returned 11.1%, while the S&P has returned 15.3%. Per year, that's 5.4% for Buffett and 7.4% for the S&P. It's hard to analyze exactly what went wrong for Buffett. Looking back, it does seem that luck was primarily responsible for his success. He had a good run from the start, and arguably, if he'd retired part of the way through his career, there'd have been no way to disprove the idea that he'd been exceptionally skilled. But over time, we can see the particular trading strategy he used stopped working, and his performance dissipated. This is a fact. It's not in dispute. I conclude that what had been seen as unique investment acumen was in fact no such thing. If indeed luck was responsible for his success, it simply abandoned him. No harm or criticism in that. We've seen time and time again how investors or speculators have enjoyed extended periods of luck, only to see it melt away at any given point. Berkshire Hathaway's performance on either a book value or a market value basis has been quite mediocre in recent years. I first suggested that this was the case years ago, and there was a firestorm from Buffett devotees who incorrectly assumed that his performance would continue to be as strong as ever. But the reality is that the S&P has produced about a 5% annual return over the past two decades, and I don't think the benchmark will produce double-digit returns for any sustained period. Most managers perform close to the benchmark, and none really outperform by skill. I expect Buffett to be no different. All right, so donors to your emails, free riders, back to work. Have a nice weekend. Talk to you again on Monday.
And there you have it. You decide.